Business. Business. Business Innovation X.
Get your innovation.
Welcome to Business Innovation X, your premier business talk show. My name is Chukwuka Monye, your host for this program. Today's theme is Save to be Safe. It is an episode that addresses the importance of saving. I will be joined shortly by an expert in the investment management world, Mrs. Davina Adeniyi of Best Worth Assets and Trust Limited. Also in the lineup is the Real XP segment, where I'll share some insights from a real life experience. And I would also have a guest from Union Bank to talk about a product that I find very interesting. Stay tuned.
Would you like to get some fitness into your business? When you don't know what to do and all is looking blue, we'll come through for you on Business Innovation X. When you really don't have a clue, dial in and we'll put you through on Business Innovation X. You want your business to run good, connect to us and we'll put you through on Business Innovation. Business Innovation X.
When I think about savings, this expression comes to my mind: save for a rainy day. What does it mean, really? It means put some money aside for some future need. Some people argue that it is a smarter thing for a company to invest their free cash flow than to save. This is an argument. Some say it's better to invest, some say it's better to save. But it is important to note that while there are similarities between investments and savings, in reality, they are different. Should businesses save? Isn't the interest rate for savings products lower than popular investment products? Shouldn't my business focus on reinvesting the cash we are generating into the business rather than putting it into an account that doesn't yield a lot? These are some of the questions that my clients ask me when I tell them that it is important to save. You know, they say that a Nigerian will answer a question with a question. Therefore, when I receive these questions, my typical response is, what will you lose by saving? You earn interest when you save, and guess what? It is safe. If you had two accounts, one that charges you 2% in fees and the other that earns you 2% in interest, it means that on 1 million naira, you don't only avoid to pay 20,000 naira in fees, you also earn 20,000 naira, making a gain of 40,000 naira. So, at the end of the day, you are gaining. It is important for businesses to be efficient with how they manage their money. It is important to save for the rainy day. You never know what emergency can come up. You need to save in order to be safe.
Business. Business. Business Innovation X.
Get your innovation.
Uncle Thomas no like stress at all. But Uncle Thomas pastor comfit convince and make him give one of his friends small loan. The day where Uncle Thomas travel from Badagry to Ekpe to go collect him money back from his friend, na voicemail level oh hey. On top am, in car con the overheat join. Uncle Thomas no con see in ATM card too. Hey, oh to rubeke oh. Yawa con where Uncle Thomas beret. Hawa! Now, how Uncle Thomas won't take belief, say, with the new Union Bank mobile app, in fit sharply sabi the nearest ATM where cash dey inside, and even withdraw money without ATM card. Make it not be Uncle Thomas, who download the new Union Bank mobile app and clear your doubt.
Business. Business. Business Innovation X.
Get your innovation.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm here with Mrs. Davina Adeniyi of Best Worth Assets and Trust Limited. It's a pleasure to meet you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
I'll go right ahead and ask the first question about Best Worth. Can you tell me a little bit about Best Worth Assets and Trust Limited?
Well, Best Worth started as a wealth creation outfit back then in the year 2000, just about helping to organize and manage assets of our clients.
Okay. So that's your focus as a business. You help clients to manage their assets.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, this whole concept about asset management, about savings, about investments, most times when you talk to businessmen, entrepreneurs, business owners about saving, you know, they say that savings is not as crucial, because if you're making money, why do you need to save anyway? That the entire idea about saving is for you to have disposable income. So shouldn't you focus more about generating the income rather than trying to come up with saving ideas or saving concepts?
Well, for me, I want to believe that saving is a very, very crucial aspect of any business that is going to be sustainable. It is true that a lot of people in today's Nigeria economy are actually struggling to survive and all of that. And so even a normal business owner will just think, oh, let me be okay with my profit and that's that. But the truth is that the only way to actually break that vicious circle of poverty and create for oneself a better life, a better business that is sustainable, that is more global, is by actually saving. That's the truth. Truth be told, however you want to look at it, saving is something that cannot be removed from the general attitude of man. It dates back to even the medieval era. Every time there was famine, even in the days of the Bible and all of that, the people who had the edge, the upper hand, were those who were able to save. So the one who saves is always on top. That's the truth.
That's very interesting because it's really interesting because you're telling somebody that is going through economic challenges that, hey, you still need to get a certain percentage and store it somewhere. Is there a specific formula for saving?
Well, the truth is that if you are able to manage to save at least a fifth of your earnings, true, there are some basics that you just have to make provisions.
A fifth? That's a lot, though.
Yes, a fifth.
That's like 20%.
Economic hardship is not really an excuse not to save. Rather, it's the more reason why you should try and save, okay? In the history of mankind, if you notice, you know, there has never been a time where people actually have everything that they ever wanted. Human wants and needs are insatiable, remember? So even when you think that, this is what I want to meet up with, I want to be able to eat today, I want to be able to have a roof over my head and all of that. What about tomorrow when you don't know there's going to be a crash in the economy? You don't know there's going to be a famine? You didn't know that there's going to be a geographical hazard, like a flood or, you know. So the only way you can actually be above board is from the little one you stash away. So it's very, very important that if you must have any sustainable business, whether as a company or as a human being, you should be able to have something you save. And like I said, one-fifth of your earnings should be able to go into
it. Mrs. Davina. This one-fifth, I want to come back to it.
Okay.
Because one-fifth is 20%.
Yes.
Federal government will take their own. State government will take their own. Then you have all that statutory, you know, responsibilities.
Yes.
And then you now tell me to also take 20%.
Mm-hmm.
Is this really practical? Because I want my listeners out there to see that this thing is a practical thing. I just don't want it to sound theoretical to them.
No. Let me just come, you know, very plain. Think about a normal human being who probably earns maybe about 50,000 naira every month, okay? Going by the African style, if he tells you he's going to be able to manage to spend about 7,000 naira on transports, spend maybe another 5,000 naira on feeding, for instance. I'm just saying,
right,
like an example.
That's fine.
You find out that there will always be some other expenses that just suddenly pop up. For instance, they could come with a message from his family that, oh, there's this hospital bill we want to pay for Papa. Papa, I mean, you know, has just been treated or has just gone through surgery, so we are contributing. And then we wanted to bring your own 2,000 naira and 1,000 naira, you know. So somehow, if they're able to squeeze what they can squeeze from you, if they tell you that the minimum you can give is 2,000 and you have it, you'll give it. Okay, that for me may have been an unexpected expense. And they say, oh, that your brother's daughter is getting married and there's one ashabi somewhere. The truth is that if you have been able to make provisions and discipline yourself and been able to stash away in some form of investment or savings some of these extra expenses, you probably would not have some of those extra luxuries, because like an ashebi, for instance, is like a luxury, okay? It's a luxury. So if it was not there, you probably will go for the wedding and still have your fun and make your contributions. Maybe you just buy a gift. You say, oh, sorry, I just saved though.
Right.
I didn't have an extra. So
so you're essentially saying that if you just need to make savings a priority.
Yes,
just like
because some
else.
Other wasteful expenses will come up and eat it up.
Okay. To my listeners, I hope you are hearing, You have to make savings a priority. Thank you so much, Mrs. Adini. This has been a wonderful time. You've shared a lot of great insights about investments, about savings. The theme today is that you need to save in order to be safe.
Exactly.
So thank you so much. I've learned quite a few things today myself. And hope that you'll be able to come if we call you again.
Sure.
Thank you.
Surely we will.
All right then.
Business. Business. Business Innovation X.
Innovation.
Welcome back to Business Innovation X. One of the things that caught my attention is a product called Union Accelerate. It's supposed to be a current account, but yet there's some interest on it. So I will just have to pass the mic over to Yetunde Akamo from Union Bank to explain Union Accelerate to all the listeners. Yetunde.
Thank you, Chikuka. Union Accelerate is a customized current account for businesses. It has the following benefits. It offers interest rate, a competitive interest rate, unlimited withdrawals, no turnover restrictions on transactions. We give free checkbooks to the customers and amongst other benefits. And you can access all of our alternate channels on using this product. There are three types of Union Accelerate account. We have the Classic, Plus and Premium. And a unique benefit of Union Accelerate is it offers interest rate to the customers after they maintain a certain minimum balance in the month. This feature is related to what you would have on the savings account, but the interest rates are a lot higher than what you get on savings account.
Wow. So it sounds like if I'm a big business and then there's a lot of cash transaction, that this is ideal for me.
Yes, it's very ideal because it saves you cost of having to pay what we call account maintenance fee. That's cost of transacting. So a normal current account would mean you would pay those charges. But what we've done is to free you of those charges and allow you to transact. So it's really good for trading companies. It's really good for them. I mean, it saves you money.
Okay. Now, I can easily see the benefits if I'm a big company with a lot of cash transactions. But what if I'm a small business? Is this also beneficial? Is this useful to me?
Yes, this is useful to you as a small business because the minimum balance is as low as 200,000 naira.
Oh, wow.
In the month.
That's good.
So
that's
it's 200,000 naira. All you need to do is maintain that balance and you get your interest rate and you don't pay AMF. So you don't pay account maintenance charges at the end of the month.
My people, are you all listening? This is very easy to open. I think you should just walk to a branch right now and go and open your Union Accelerate account. Thank you so much for joining me today. This has been interesting. This has been wonderful.
Thank you.
I have learned a lot about Union Accelerate. Everybody go and open your account now.
Business. Business. Business Innovation X.
Innovation.
This is the XQ segment of Business Innovation X, and I still have here with me Yetunde Akamo from Union Bank. We've looked at our social media platforms, and there are some questions that are specifically about Union Accelerate. One is, I've heard about the Union Accelerate account, but it seems too good to be true. Please, what is the catch? Yetunde.
I think I'll take this question this way. I'll read a testimonial from one of our current Union Accelerate customer.
Okay.
So the comment goes, good morning, June. Awesome month. If as a trader, you don't have a Union account, your money has limited value. I am dancing at the alert I got this morning. Union Bank this June. Biko, thank me later.
Ah, nice.
So,
nice.
Yes. So, I mean, like I said in the earlier session, it has the highest interest rate in the industry and it saves you monthly transaction costs. So, it's the best account the business would have right now.
Thank you, Yetunde. The final question is from Muyiwa. He sent this directly to me on Twitter.
Okay.
And the question is, can you tell us a little bit more about the different types of Union Accelerate account?
So for the different types of Union Accelerate account, we have three. It's the Classic, there's a Plus, and there's the Premium. The Union Accelerate Classic, your opening balance requirement is 200,000 naira. That's what you need to operate the account. And that's the balance you must maintain in the given month to be able to earn the interest. And for Plus, it's 250,000 naira.
Okay.
And same rule applies as the Classic. And for Premium, the minimum balance for that is 500,000.
Okay, yes. Thank you. I think that's clear. I like the different products. Thank you so much. It was a good time. And I hope that the listeners have learned a lot about Union Accelerate and the benefits it offers and the importance of, you know, saving in different ways. Thank you so much, Yetunde.
Thank you, Chikuka.
Don't forget to follow me on @CCMonier. And remember to follow Union Bank as well on at Union Bank NG. Once again, my name is Chukwuka Monye. Join me on this station, same time next week.
Would you like to get some fitness into your business?